Coach Snyder, it's great to see you here at the K-State Catbacker Tour here, and I know it's been an interesting off season, but after looking at your team in last spring, how do you feel about your team heading into the fall season with some of the recruits coming in?
Well, you know, the incoming guys just remains to be seen. I mean, you can't count on them until you've had the opportunity to have them there. You know, we like them, but we have to see how they fit in. You know, I think, you know, as far as the rest of the team goes, we're, you know, still a work in progress. I don't think that's changed any over the years. You know, some good things in spring practice and some not so good things. Probably the biggest concern is just the consistency of, you know, each segment of the program. And, you know, sometimes we start it well and don't finish well. Sometimes we don't start well but finish well. And, you know, it's a 60-minute game. You got to play every second of every quarter, and you got to, you know, do your very best throughout the course of any segment of the season or any segment of the program itself. So that's my biggest concern.
There's a speculation that this could be a pretty special team, that this could be one of the better teams that you've had at K-State. Do you share that optimism?
Well, I'm never pessimistic, but, you know, we've got a long ways to go. We've had some awfully fine football teams here at Kansas State, and this team will have to, you know, move forward rather rapidly to have a chance to have people view them that way, I think.
Yeah. Does success depend on Ertz?
Oh, at the end of the day, that could have an awful lot to do with it. I just think it's kind of dependent on what happens beneath him. But I think, you know, it's 11 guys at a time that are out there, and Jesse will be non-productive if, you know, the guys in front of him don't perform well. So it's a collective effort.
Well, look, Coach, Big 12 Conference getting a championship game back, although it's still with 10 teams in the conference. Round robin, do you like how that's set up? Do you like having the conference championship game back?
You know, as I've said so many times, you know, there's only one true answer in my eyes, and that's 12 teams, two divisions, and a championship game. I stick by that.
All right. Okay. There's a lot of speculation about your future. I'm just going to ask you this right now. Will you and I still be having this interview 5 years from now?
Well, that's a long ways off. You know, as I've said so many times, that a lot of things come into play. I think first and foremost is, you know, my health and my family and how my family feels about it, and then whether I'm being productive or not. You know, if our players are, and by productive, you know, I mean that maybe a different way than most people perceive it, but, you know, if the players are receptive and in areas outside of football as well, and we have a capacity to influence their lives and their opportunity to become successful. And then, then if I'm wanted, you know, I came to Kansas State and stayed because of people. And, you know, when people not interested in having you around anymore, then that certainly means it's time to go.
You have had a lot of Southwest Kansas kids on your team that have had the success in the past. And I know one of them took advantage of the opportunity to get a lot of time in the spring game, and Ian Runzik, linebacker. Talk about his play and his development through that redshirt year.
Well, Ian has an opportunity to be a very fine player. There's a lot of things that, that he's got to, he's got to understand, you know. And it's mostly, you know, in terms of accepting responsibility and a number of the just intrinsic value type things. Now, you know, he's not a bad youngster. He's a good young guy. But, you know, he still leaves a lot to be desired in regards to his personal development.